Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Not So Silent with your host.
Wait, where am I looking? At the camera, at you. Sorry.
No, this is in, babe. I'm keeping this in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can look at the camera.
I just feel like it's so weird if I stare at the camera. This is the
Don't stare at them.
I'm gonna look at you.
Yeah, look at me.
Okay, that's fine.
But if you're talking about like yourself or you're talking about like something you want to say to them, look there.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey guys. Hold on. Hey guys, welcome back. Hold on.
Jezebel, you're worse than me.
Don't call me that. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Not So Silent with your host, Izzy Santulli. Today, I have a really exciting guest.
Hi guys.
First of all.
For fuck's sakes.
I'm going to laugh this entire episode.
Okay, try not to laugh. Do you want to, like, okay.
No, okay. Babe, it's not going to work.
I know, fuck, okay.
So, guys, if you watch me at all, you know me and Robbie are very, very close. So first of all, I just want to say I'm so excited to have you on.
So happy to be here.
And number two, like, I feel so comfortable. Like, I'm usually nervous with people. I was telling you this.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel okay.
Same.
Like, I feel like this is a conversation that we'll have after. Okay, so let's get into you. Let's get into your intro, how you started, where Beauty by Banda came from.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So my name's Robbie, also known as Banda. Here we go. Ready?
This is going to be impossible.
He's going to be beast. Okay.
Go.
So my name's Robbie, also known as Banda. I started content about a year and a half ago, end of 2023. I'm 22 years old. I'm a student. I'm a makeup artist, content creator. And yeah.
And what type of content do you make?
All makeup. All things beauty, makeup. Strictly makeup.
Right. And I feel like I asked you this before, but where did the name Beauty by Banda come from? Because your name's not Banda.
No.
A lot of people think your name is Banda.
Yes, or like my middle name or something. No. So in high school, I used to wear a lot of Kappa. Remember Kappa? Like it was a big brand. So the full name to Kappa is Kappa Banda, and I had every single color of every tracksuit. So years ago, I was on Twitter, and people used to say like Banda or Kappa, whatever it was. So that was my username on Twitter. And I just stuck with it, I feel like, on social media the last few years. And I feel like now it's like it has a hook to it.
Yeah, it does. Right? So. Would you ever change it to like Robbie?
I wanted to, but like I think Banda right now, I feel like that's, it works.
I love when people, like I go through your comments sometimes and they're like, oh my God, Banda, like this video was so good. I love it, so cute.
It's like a part of me now. Like I wouldn't, I don't think I would get rid of it.
I feel like it's like your stage name.
Yeah,
like, I feel like it like matches you.
Yeah, I really love that.
Okay, we're gonna get right into the nitty gritty.
Okay.
So a lot of people ask you, and like, I'm curious, why do you always just record in your car?
Okay. So it started off a few years ago. I was hanging out with a bunch of different people, and I always loved makeup. I started getting into makeup probably 4 or 5 years ago. And at the time, no one in, I would say like my household knew at all. So I feel like having the car and being able to do my makeup in the car was like a safe, just like a safe space, a safe realm for me to actually get out of the house and like explore with makeup. I used to like leave the house at 10 o'clock at night and I would be just in the car in a parking lot.
Oh my God.
So like.
So what did you
use? I heard a noise. I'm sorry. Did you?
Oh wait. Okay.
Sorry. I literally heard something that was so weird. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, like years ago, I would just literally leave the house at like 9 o'clock at night. Okay. I would stay in a parking lot.
We have to keep all the laughing in.
No,
take this out.
We can't.
Okay, but I want to ask. Yeah. So if you went at like 9 o'clock or 10 p.m. at night, what did you use for lighting?
I used to literally just have my phone. I would take the car because I didn't even use a hand mirror at the time. So I'd put the car, the front mirror down, and I would put a flashlight the back flashlight, and I would literally just look at myself in the mirror, and I practiced on and on and on for like months straight.
Mm-hmm. And you did that before you even started making content?
That was before content. Then okay. I started going out. Like I had a new friend group and I started going out more. And I had a couple of specific friends who like always made me feel like comfortable with whatever it was I was wearing or what I was doing or what I was exploring at the time. Mm-hmm. And I started doing my makeup in the car to go out like to the club. I never drank because obviously I was driving. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Now you guys know.
Yes. Now it's more of like, I just love the lighting.
Yeah.
But the whole, like when I was first starting off with TikTok and everything, it was literally because no one, you know, it was mostly a family thing. Like no one knew.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a safe space for me to just get away and be myself. Even now, like I find so much comfort still being in the car.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like if I do my makeup not in the car, it doesn't turn out as good.
Really? So do you ever make videos like not in the car?
Sometimes. Now I have a beauty room and stuff that I can actually film in at home and everything.
Yeah.
But no, I still do.
It just hits different
in the car.
It
does, yeah.
Honestly, like even like, I feel like everyone will agree. Like I just like see you as like the guy that does makeup videos in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like your thing.
Yeah. And a lot of brands, like they notice that too. I would say like, you know,
and you know why? It's because no one else like uses that background. So it's like, it stands out even more.
When I first started, I didn't do it for like the lighting purposes at the time. Like when I first started, it was because I wanted like to be away from everybody, have my own space and like just be myself and explore with makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even years before even starting content, I would just do my makeup on my own. I just like the time alone. So okay, cool. I feel like that's still, it's still, you know, what it is like today, but it's more so lighting purposes. It's not so much hiding anymore. So.
And do you have, okay, wait. Has anyone ever like seen you film in the car?
Not like my friends have. Kay. No one like has spotted me like outside yet.
So do you like go in like empty like parking lots?
Yeah,
then?
I love going into like a nice lot. Back then I used to go like on my friend's street because I grew up on that street. So again, it's all like a comfort thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go on her street and get ready there. But now I just go to like a nice big empty parking lot and I go right in the corner.
Yeah. So there's never been any weird like scenarios?
Like not filming in the car. No.
No.
Back then I used to like, you know, I would put sunglasses on after I did my makeup and I would, you know, I'd run out of my area with the car. But now, no, nothing weird usually filming. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about like, have brands ever been like, oh, like, can you film not in your car or we want this in the car?
So actually, funny you say that. A lot of brands, that's like their focal point when they do reach out to me.
They want
it's
in the
all
car?
In the car. I think to them it's more so like it looks more organic, and it does. Like
yeah.
I feel so comfortable filming in that space. Mm-hmm. Like I can't even see myself filming elsewhere, especially right now. But yeah, I think the brands really like it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's so interesting that they're like, we want you in the car for this.
Yeah. It's like the first thing on the draft or whatever. It's like,
really?
It needs to be in the car, or we love the car content. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's spread along. You know, there was a couple brands. I don't think I could name them, but I know they had like roster checkups mm-hmm. or whatever when they were like going through, you know, influencers or whatever to see. And I know that they used me as a reference.
Whoa.
As to like what they like, you know, their videos to be like and all that kind
That's
of stuff.
So. Cool.
So. Yeah, it was really cool.
I want to talk about your makeup artist era.
Yes.
So we know you're a makeup artist.
Yes.
So tell me, when did you start doing makeup like professionally?
So I started doing makeup probably 2020. Okay. And that was more so, again, that was more so when I was really practicing on myself. So it was like every single night I was in and out of the car or in and out late at night, just practicing, buying a bunch of different products. I was buying, returning from Sephora, all that kind of stuff. I started professionally, I would say more towards 2022, the end of that year.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started working at MAC. And MAC was, obviously, I learned so much at MAC. Like, I could shade match someone in, like, 5 seconds now. But, yeah, professionally, it was more, you know, 3 years ago, 2022, I started working with professional artists, you know, assisting them and all that kind of stuff. It was really quick. It was really, really quick.
How did you learn at MAC? Like, would they teach you, or you kind of just picked it up as you were working there?
I always had, like makeup artistry in me. Like I knew how, like I knew everything about MAC. Like that was one of my dream jobs, was to work at MAC. Like one of my dream retail jobs was to work there. So when I got the job, it was kind of like, secondhand to me. Like, I knew everything about the brand.
Yeah. What the freak is up, guys? Sorry to interrupt in the middle of your episode, but I want to let you know I've done something for my day one supporters. I'm wearing it right now. Yes, Not So Silent hoodies are available. Guys, I made a limited quantity of these sweaters. There are not a lot of them. If I ever see someone, like, I feel like outside wearing these sweaters, I will literally kiss you. Like, that is crazy to me. Link in the description. And I love you guys. Bye.
Things,
and so. What's like your go-to like glam that you do on clients?
Definitely more of a soft glam.
Soft glam.
Soft glam. Yeah, I can do full glam and stuff, but I love a good soft, bronzy, like those types of moments for sure.
And how did you like build up like your clientele?
It was curious. All word of mouth from a lot of my older cousins. I have a lot of older girl cousins. I'm so thankful for like what they've done for me before. And even now to this day, I still get, you know, some of their friends messaging me and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was all through like word of mouth.
Wow.
I would say it was like word of mouth. And then one of my cousins has a really good friend who's also a professional makeup artist. And it started.
Would you ever like start a separate account for like being a makeup artist?
Or do you I had one.
Okay.
I had one. I just don't think I wasn't posting on it. I'm so focused on now that, you know, when I do clients, I just post them on my main, like on my story or like that.
And okay, what's like your most common like asked glam? Like, is it like bridal? Is it like just like
bridal?
Bridal.
Now things are obviously, I'm sure you know, like so busy with everything. So now I have to give some of my clients away to some other artists, which obviously is a good opportunity for them too. But it's, I just only do bridal now usually.
Do you feel like the beauty industry is like a lot more like creators now in comparison to like, I feel like back then it was a lot of makeup artists, but I don't really like, I don't know. I don't see them a lot anymore.
I think obviously there's pros and cons to both of that. I do think like it's a lot more, it definitely is more influencer based now. Like there could just be an influencer who like obviously likes the foundation and then it's the best foundation in the world. You know, it's not coming from an artist's perspective.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it's definitely more influencer driven now rather than artist driven. But I do think that's resurfacing. I see a lot more artists now kind of climbing, and a lot of people put trust in makeup artists. I know when I used to watch and study makeup like on my own, I would only go to makeup artists. Like I wouldn't watch, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes you like so reliable though. Like people come to you because even like, if I didn't know you were a makeup artist, I would have assumed it because when you're talking about things, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's why people like go to you.
Yeah.
You're like, you're trustworthy.
I try a lot. I try a lot on my clients as well. I have like model clients that I test things out on.
Yeah.
So it's everyone always asks like, how do you try all these products? Like it really is a process. Like I won't even film some days. I will sit, I'll try on a bunch of new products. I'll have, you know, model clients that I try stuff on for a while too.
Yeah.
A lot of the times I don't really, other than first impressions, I don't really talk about something I love unless they've been using it for a long time.
And I want to ask you about like content wise, I think like, personally, we've talked about this, but how do you like make your content? Like, do you schedule like days? Like I'm filming this day or like Monday, Wednesday, I'm batching my content or I'm just making one video. Like, how do you go about it?
Usually I batch a lot of my content. Like I can film up to 15 plus videos like each time I film.
Fucking insane.
But like, I usually schedule it. It's like a couple days a week I'll do.
And you know what you're talking about when you go into that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to have like my jot notes down and then.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, okay, this is the thing with me and Robbie. Like, I feel like I'm type A and he's type B. But when you say this, like, I feel like you're not.
No, not, not in this.
That.
Yeah, not in this aspect. Maybe
you
like,
are in
maybe
a lot of other
like,
aspects.
You know, timing and all that kind
we'll
of stuff.
We'll get into that one. But oh, I feel when you say that, because I don't do that, I kind of just like,
wing it. Yeah, no.
All the time.
That, I'm very, like, I have to have everything
prepared.
Yeah, because, you know, I talk about a lot of product and stuff, so I need to know what I'm saying, obviously, and it has to come from me.
Yeah.
And then,
Wow, that's actually so interesting. Now I'm, like, rethinking, I'm like, are you type B? For fuck's sake.
I mean, you're a bit of both.
You are a bit of both.
Especially today.
So I want to ask you, like, more personal questions.
Yes.
Like, how did you come out? Like, when did you know, like, you were gay? Like, tell me the whole thing.
Okay. I came out probably, it was, I think, 9th or 10th grade. And the first person I came out to was my good friend, Ashea. Mm-hmm. She always made me feel, like, comfortable. Just comfortable and, like, I could be myself. You know her.
Yes,
like,
yes.
She's so funny.
She's so fun.
Yeah. But I came out in high school. High school, I feel like, and I'm obviously so thankful for my experience in high school because I know it's not the same for a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. But I had a good time in high school. I came out in high school. I felt like it was a new start for me because I didn't go knowing people. So I think that's what helped a lot too. And I just felt like there was no need to hide. Like I went to high school in a completely different area where I grew up in. So I just felt like it was time for like a fresh start. And I feel like that's really where I kind of started coming into myself more. And then, you know, makeup followed shortly after high school. Mm-hmm. And then,
Is that why you went to a different high school?
It just happened that way. I went alone by myself. It was good school. And And then I came out to my family. This is actually an interesting story. Yeah. Actually has something to do with makeup, of course. I feel like that's all I talk about and stuff.
Spill but it.
There was something going on in my family where my father had to go through the house and check every single drawer. This is when I wasn't out to my family. Like even if they knew, they didn't. No, you know?
Yeah.
So he had to go through every single drawer in the house. There was just some stuff going on. And I came home one day from my shift at work and my makeup bag was gone. And I used to hide my makeup bag under like layers of like t-shirts. So no one knew I was doing makeup.
In like a drawer?
Even when I was like leaving, okay, I'm going out with my friends, I would just be doing makeup. It was in my drawer and it was under like my jeans or something like mm-hmm. that. Like no one knew.
Yeah.
And I came home and it's always like, I guess I have like, I don't know, paranoia, anxiety, whatever. It's the first thing I check when I used to come home was, is my makeup
really?
Bag still there? Because I used to buy so much makeup that I didn't want nothing to happen to it. I feel like I'm still the same way now in a way. But I noticed my makeup bag was gone and I was like, what just happened? Like, no one knows I do makeup in this house. Like, where's my bag? So I had to pull my mom in the room and this is where I came out to her. And I was like, Mom, I didn't even give her a chance to process it. I was like, hey, I'm gay. There's $1,000 worth of makeup gone. You need to help me find the bag. And she was like, what? Like, what do you mean? And I was like, yeah, I need to find this bag. And like, obviously she just helped me right away to find it. And then that's how that happened in terms of the household.
Yeah. But, okay, yeah. What did everyone else say? Like your dad and your brothers?
Everyone's like fine with it.
Yeah.
No one's like, you know, everyone's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, guys, Robbie has like a million brothers.
I do. I have three.
And they're so cute. I literally honestly thought you didn't have like siblings.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I have a few.
What would you say to someone who's like listening, who's like not ready to like come out yet? They're like nervous and they feel like...
I would definitely say take your time.
Yeah.
Like, you know when it's... I feel like you, deep down, like, you know when it's time to, like, stop hiding or, like, stop, like, you know, masking it or concealing it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I know, for example, with me, like, once high school started, it was, like, this... I just knew. I was, like, hey, no one knows me at this school. I'm, like... What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Like, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have anything to lose. I still to this day, I really do have a good circle of people around me, like friends-wise and stuff. I really didn't feel like I had anything to lose even back then. Mm-hmm. And I came out and it's been okay. So I feel like I would say take your time and don't be forced into it. A lot of the times people try to force, are you gay or whatever? Mm-hmm. But like, don't be forced into it. Say no, even if everyone knows, just say no until you're ready. But don't hide it for too long, I would say.
Yeah.
It's going to be time eventually. Just do it. Because the worst thing you could do is conceal it forever. Mm-hmm. It is the worst.
Because that like damages your everything
it's
else.
It's the worst. You're going to be angry.
Yeah.
You're going to be putting on a mask mm-hmm. that is not you.
Yeah.
Then you'll be, you know, twerking in the bathroom with the lights off and no one's going to know.
Was that what you were doing?
No.
Sure.
Maybe. But with you... But no, yeah, you just, you'll know when it's time and don't conceal it.
Yeah.
Because you will be an angry, miserable, bitter person forever if you hide it.
Is that how you were feeling before? Like you were like, were you like wanting to tell someone or you were just like, I don't.
I think like, yeah, it was a mix of both.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, I don't want to hide. And I also wanted to, I just wanted to express myself more. And really, again, it was, you know, my friends around me made me feel very comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I want to get into us.
Here we go.
So how did we become friends?
We became friends at the MAC Cosmetics event.
Yes.
The Bouncy Castle event or whatever it was.
Yes.
For their blushes.
Yeah. Yes. So I remember like.
And I came up to you, and it's funny, with you, me, and my best friend, Jenna. We know Jenna.
Yes.
We love her.
Love her.
We used to watch your videos, And for some reason, I always felt, first of all, I didn't know you were from Toronto.
Really?
And, yeah, I didn't know at all. And for some reason, I felt so comfortable. Do you remember when I came up to you? I was like, babe.
Yeah.
I didn't even say hi to you. I was like, babe.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Guys, Robbie literally came up to me. He's like, babe. Like, I don't know what you said to me.
I forget. I don't know what I said.
But I was like, I remember because like my manager, our manager, Shauna, she was like talking.
Love her.
She would love Shauna. She was talking about you to me. And she's like, I love this guy. Like, have you seen him? I'm like, I don't think I've seen him anywhere, but he kind of looks familiar. And then I remember one of your videos I saw like something. I'm like, wait, he lives around me. And I'm like, for fuck's sakes. And then you came up to me at the event and then we were just like talking. I think you asked a little bit
about the agency.
Yeah.
Because Shauna was, you know, they were asking for a while because when they see good talent, they ask.
Yes.
You know, so.
So I was not assigned. I was with an agency and Robbie was solo at this point at this event. And that's why Robbie was like asking me like questions about that because he was getting reached out by like managers from our agency. And then like one, I feel like you were like debating on like joining or not.
Yeah.
Like,
I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
I was nervous, but I knew the time was right after when she had reached out and I think it was a few months, right? So it was like on and off.
It was
off
a while.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normal, but it was a while.
Yeah.
And, I just knew it was time after. Like, I met you, and then we started talking a lot more, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, yeah, I have to. And, like, best team.
Yeah.
Like, best. I wish I did it sooner. I wish I did it when they first asked.
I know.
But.
That was, like, me, too. Like, I was a little bit, like, indecisive in the beginning. Because it's, like, you hear all these stories, and you're
like,
bro.
And you never know.
You never know until you're actually in it, and then you have to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
But.
And I'm sure you know, like, Italian fathers. Like, they're like.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yes.
Like, you know, but.
Was that what your dad was saying?
Yes.
So was mine.
Yeah.
My dad was like, this is sketch.
Right. Same.
Like, why is there, like, this is sketch. Like, there's a contract. Like, how long are you, like.
Yeah.
He was like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then, like, once he read it, because I don't know if, like, your dad, but, like, my dad read through the entire contract with me. He's like, sit down. Like, let's read this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know what any of this means, but.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, make sure you ask them about this point because I don't understand this point.
Yes,
like, he was
same.
Very, like.
Same. My dad was, like, circling it. And it's the same thing in a way because. Why did I just lose my train of thought? Hold on. I was just going to say something.
He was circling.
Circling.
The contract.
I forget. Oh, my gosh.
No.
I just blanked out.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, my dad was, like, the same.
Yeah.
He was very, like, strict. He's, like, but then after, like, once he read it, he was, like, okay, like, if anything, like, you're in for a year. Like, it's not that big of a thing.
Yeah, and it was also, it was my doing to do it, too, this time. Like, my dad, they were still a little bit, like,
hesitant.
Yeah, and I was just, like, this time, like, I had to do it. I was, like, I need to do it. I'm so glad I did, too.
And, guys, like, after Robbie joined, like, I don't know. I don't know where it started with us, but we like slowly got closer.
Just like instantly.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was like at all the events we would see each other and we would hang out.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to still pinpoint that one moment where we were like.
Got closer.
Yeah.
I think it was when it was another MAC event and it was like things were going
one?
On in
Wait,
our.
No.
No, it was the concealer one.
Oh,
and
yes.
Things were going on like in. I guess both our personal lives. And I came up to you and I asked you for like advice and like, or just like what your thoughts were on the situation. I think that's really when it clicked a little bit more.
Yeah. I remember I was like spilling my trauma to you.
Yeah.
Guys, I was in line to get this tattoo that I have. And like, it was a MAC event. And Robbie was like asking me, he's like, I've seen your videos. Like you've talked about like, you know, your past relationship stuff. And I'm like, oh, here he goes. And then I was just spilling everything to you.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I'm kind of going through the same thing.
Yeah, it was so good. But I think that's when
crazy.
We
yeah, I think so too.
Clicked
I think
a lot
right.
more.
Yeah.
And then this year for sure.
This
like
year?
Two trips down.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it's
three.
Crazy.
LA.
Oh, yeah.
Miami and then Vegas.
Yes.
What was your most chaotic, like, what is your most chaotic memory of us? Are you even allowed to say?
I was just going to say. Probably I'm going to say the Idols and Icons event.
Yeah.
For camera purposes now.
You can tell me the real one off camera.
But
yeah.
Yeah, definitely so, that was a wild night.
That was crazy.
So much fun.
It was so fun.
Like the best time.
I threw up, but besides the throwing up.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So good. And just screaming in the Excalibur.
Yeah.
And all that. Lots of screams.
Guys.
We love to scream.
Me and Robbie.
For many different reasons.
Me and Robbie, like, I literally texted him this week. I'm like, I miss screaming.
Same.
Like, there's something inside of me that wants to come out. Yeah. It's because we've been basically living together for, we went to,
like,
LA.
All of July.
Yeah. Went to LA and then we went to Miami and then we went to Vegas. Like, yeah. We were living together.
It's insane.
And guys, we danced, we sang. Lots
we screamed.
Of, we screamed. We did a lot of other stuff.
But
that's so funny. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to ask,
yes.
What kind of traveler are you? Even though I already know
Here
the answer.
What am I going to say? Type B? I am, when I travel, I like to relax. I like to take my time and that's it.
Okay,
that's
let me just talk about this for a second.
Here she goes.
First things first. Robbie brings a carry-on and it's he brings paper towel in his carry-on. The first time I went on a trip with him, you brought your fucking
Bounty.
Bag, your Huda Beauty bag filled with Bounty paper towel. And I'm like, why are you bringing this? Why are you bringing it?
Because sometimes when I would go to the Dominican and stuff, they don't have access to Bounty paper towel. And that's what I use on my face.
But we're going to the United States.
Anyway, it's a comfort thing.
And then for Miami, you brought it again. And yes. I was like, here. But I was like, ready. But you...
Yeah. You used it too. You liked
it. I did. But you know, you brought an extra one for
Miami.
Miami
because we're going to Vegas.
And we ran out quick in Miami.
Yeah.
And guys, literally... Okay, this is why I was calling Robbie type B. This is why I was calling you type B. Because when I'm traveling, I like to like go. Like I like to like...
from but the see, morning. In LA, I was like that.
You were.
I was very go in LA because there's so much to do in LA.
Yeah.
And there was
and
so
I think
much like...
in LA, there was a lot of like work stuff for us.
Yes.
So we were like, okay, like we went to Tower 28. Like guys, in LA... We did everything together. Tower 28, Anastasia, Beverly Hills. Like we were like go.
Everything. Yeah. But see, LA and like there's so much to do in LA, like in terms of work, mm-hmm. content, meeting with people, like getting, you know, connections, all that kind of stuff. I feel like LA is so like I love Toronto, but LA is very like lively. Like minute you could, you know, be meeting a bunch of different people, making connections.
Yeah, we know.
1 minute, you know, you're driving around the city with Britney Spears' tour manager. And it's just like, wow. Or so we've heard. But yeah.
You're killing me. Would you ever move there?
I think so.
Yeah?
I don't know if I would move forever, but like I definitely would like to spend some more time there for
really?
Sure. Yeah.
I literally talk about this all the time. I think every episode I talk about how LA just hits different and I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the air.
Yeah.
But you have to go there and like feel it.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
it's
fuck.
So, and I didn't think I was going to because I'm naturally, I feel like I am a motivated person, even if I'm, you know, hours late or whatever. Like I'm always, always motivated. I'm ready to work, all that kind of stuff, especially in this world. But in LA, it was just like, triple that, you know, like it was like, I even more, I wanted to like wake up and get ready and go, you know,
I feel like when I think about like our trip to LA and I think about our trip to Miami, like you were different.
Yeah.
Like in LA, you were very like,
yeah. Miami was more very, very, very chill.
Yes. You were
very
chilled out.
Yeah.
Guys, I was like, Robbie, like the Uber's here. And he's like, I gotta fluff up my hair. And then, okay, there was one morning where we had to catch the flight to Vegas. And it was like 5 something in the morning. And then I'm like, Robbie, we have to go. We're gonna be late for our flight. And he's fluffing up his hair. He's like, hold on. I'm like, babe, we have to go.
Yeah, I was chilled in Miami.
We're gonna be late.
Miami was chill.
Yeah.
I love Vegas.
Even Vegas, you were chilled.
Yeah. But LA, I think, is like my favorite spot that we've been to so far. It would be LA.
Would you rank LA on top?
Top.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
And then what's
second? I would pay to go to LA again.
Same.
Like, I love LA.
Yeah. And then Vegas after.
Vegas after.
Guys, me and Robbie were talking about, we need to go again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we need to spend a week in there.
Yeah. It's so like, I don't know, Vegas is like so retro and like cool. Like, I like Vegas.
Except the hotel we stayed
Not
at.
Not the hotel.
The Excalibur.
Mold.
Mold and cheese. Guys, every time we walked into this hotel, it would just be mold and cheese.
Oh my gosh. I will never forget the whiff of that hotel.
And cigarettes.
And cigarettes. And perfume.
Ugh. I don't know what it was.
No.
Honestly, let's talk about the Beyonce concert.
So good.
It was so good.
So good. I love her.
Yeah.
Like, love, love, love her. It was like...
Your favorite artist?
Yes. Best time ever.
How many concerts have you been to from her?
Two.
Okay.
But that's because I became a big fan like a few years ago.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think she would top the last one I went to, which was the Renaissance one, but this one was like... so much better.
I know. Yeah. I was like...
And Destiny's Child coming out.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I was kind of like scared because I'm not like a Beyonce fan like you are.
Yeah, but you were like...
But I had the best
screaming.
Time.
Screaming.
I was like drunk in love. Yeah. Tell the story about when we walked into the Moxie. So when we were full on sober.
Okay, we walked into the Moxie Hotel in Los Angeles. Fully sober. And we're just like talking to each other. We're laughing, whatever, whatever. And there was a girl at the front and she was just like, are you guys okay? Like, okay, have a good night. And I was just like, wow. But then when we came back actually drunk from that insane party.
I don't remember.
Nothing. We were like, peep, silent.
I don't remember getting into the hotel or getting up the elevator or going in the room.
Yeah, we did it. The only thing I can remember going back was me taking the card out of your purse. And I was like, okay.
Really? Yeah. I don't even recall.
Yeah. And I held your shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember you were taking off my makeup because I was so drunk.
Yes.
And you were ripping off my lashes. I was like, ow. I remember that. Yeah. Because that was pain. I remember.
I mean,
that.
I was a little like gone too.
You were. So. You were.
At that point, I was just like, I need to sleep.
Let's get into some Q&As. Because a lot of people have some questions for you.
Okay.
So someone's asking about your schooling. So someone said, did you ever go to school? You did say, obviously, you
yes.
are a student right now. So yes. What are you studying?
I graduated from York University. I did child and youth studies to get into teaching. And now I'm just expanding more with that.
Yeah.
So.
And would you ever, like, stop that?
No.
Like, would you ever?
I want to finish all my school.
You want to finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. And what age do you want to teach?
I would say like a younger level, like okay. primary,
like
junior.
Elementary school?
Yeah, or high school.
Really?
I'm honestly for all of it. So.
I feel like you would scream at those kids if they tried something.
Probably.
I feel like you'd be like, everyone!
Probably.
Someone's asking if you're single.
Yes.
Okay. Why did that take so long to answer?
That's it.
Do you want to like, why are you single?
I'm focused and single.
Do you want to be in a relationship?
No, not right now.
Really?
No.
You're just focused career mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say just, yeah, I like being with my friends. I like, you know, being very focused and
yeah.
all that stuff. Like, I don't want to say sound like whatever. I just don't feel like right now, I don't feel like there's a time to, like, mm-hmm. fit that in now. I'm very picky. I'm very moody with, you know, I'm very focused. Like, yeah. I can't. Yeah.
Are you, like, dating?
Like, here and there, but nothing really.
This is a good question. What's one MAC product that you cannot live without?
Studio Fix powder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like the reformulated one too?
Yeah. I would say I use it for everything, so.
Do you use it every day? Like when you do your
yeah.
makeup?
Yeah, yeah, all the time. To set my face, I use it on clients, stuff yeah. in Studio Fix powder.
Wow.
Yeah, you can use it like to bronze, all that stuff.
Someone's asking, how did he make the Sephora squad and what does that represent? And then like how, I guess we can talk about like your experience in Sephora squad and how mm-hmm. it's been.
So Sephora squad, it's basically like a long-term exclusivity with Sephora for like 6 months. We're the first group in Canada to do it. So it's basically, you know, it's 10 out of 10,000 people that were picked. So it's like, it is a pretty like amazing deal that like I did get, you know, into the squad. It's just like exclusivity with Sephora. It's a lot of opportunity with Sephora and a lot of their brands. Mm-hmm. I think there's still a lot, you know, working behind the scenes that we're doing with it. So that's obviously more to come in that sense. But yeah, it's been really good.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'm so like thankful for the opportunity and like obviously to be picked
mm-hmm.
out of so many different people. Like it's so
huge.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
one last question mm-hmm. to end it off. Someone's asking tips on for growth, brand deals, how to become successful, both of you.
Okay, I would
say... You can keep it simple.
Yeah. Definitely know what it is you want to talk about, what you want to, you know, film about, what your content is. If you are doing content, I mean, obviously it works for some people, but most of the time you do have to be stuck with one thing to start, like whether that's makeup, sports, clothing, fashion, all that kind of stuff. So stick with what you love and, just keep at it. And you need to be consistent. Keep at it, be consistent. Do not, you know, do it and then take 3 months off and then get back into it and then take, you know, 2 weeks off. You need to be consistent. You need to be sure what it is you want with it. And then I think the rest will just follow through, I would say, right?
I
you
agree.
Have to also, I definitely would say believing in like what your content and what you want to talk about, what you want to spread, what messages, whether it's teaching people, whether it's, you know, you're being active, whatever it is, you just have to believe in like what it is you're talking about.
Right.
I would say, and stick with it and do, you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing is being consistent and also having, a niche to your videos, I would say. Whether that's, you know, you're filming in the same spot or you're always, you're known for one thing. Like me, for example, bronzing, I would say. Like a lot of people know bronzing, you know, they connect the two with me, right? So
yeah,
I would say, you know, stick, have a niche, expand that as time goes on, but consistency for sure.
Agreed. Yeah. I literally have nothing to add because I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
I think consistency is the number one thing.
Number one.
Like there, it's not like a rocket science.
Yeah.
It's just like you have to really stick to it.
Yeah.
And believe in what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, even if nobody else does, you still have to.
If you have zero fucking likes, zero comments.
Because people, even, you know, people in your circle will change, especially at the beginning when you're just starting something or, you know, when people see you grow and stuff like that, whether that's a good or bad thing. But yeah, just stick with yourself because people are going to talk regardless. People are going to be weird. Mm-hmm. People are going to obviously support, you know, so definitely just focus on yourself and what it is, what message you want to send, what you want to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, that was such a good answer. Yeah. I love that. That's literally it. I'm so glad that you're on. And now, guys, we're going to go get sushi.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited to eat that fucking sushi and scream in that restaurant.
Same.
But it was a pleasure having you on, babe.
Thank you.
I'm
for
so happy
me.
I had you on.
Same.
Guys, make sure you like, subscribe, and comment. And go check out Robbie's handles. I'll put them in the description. And I will see you guys in the next one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.